Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's end on this. Let's get our little stars fix in. Texas's tax advantage. Leah Simakopoulos tweeted this out. The experts at AFP Consulting project stars forward Jason Robertson's market value at $96 million, an annual average value of $12 million. So what they did was, here's how that contract would compare to other NHL markets. And here's my question: with state income taxes, Sean, at this level, in all your years talking to players, does it really matter? So that $12 million, just to let you know, if San Jose wanted to sign him, $15.38 million. Chicago, it would equal $12.9 million. Detroit, $13.34 million. Pittsburgh, $13.25 million. And New York, $14.2 million. So quickly, do players look at that, Sean?
To an extent, I think it's... The reality for me is this. Players want to win, and this is going to sound funny, but the tax money, to me, it's a big deal, but a lot of times it's more about public perception. And since contracts have gone public, and it depends on the player, but to me, it's more of the public perception of your worth more so than your take home that matters. Right? Like, yes. Like Jake Oettinger probably makes similar take home to like what is Igor Shesterkin's salary right now, right? Like it's like he is like Shesterkin's got a salary of, he's got a cap hit of 11.55 million, right? Like when you look at the take home though, him and Oettinger are probably making a similar amount, but Shesterkin wants to be treated like the best goalie in the NHL. And those cap hits are how we largely define players. And honestly, making more against the cap sometimes matters more than the take home. I think the reality is, and this is going to sound once again horrible, because I think some guys do care more about their money than others, but I don't know how much Jason Robertson's life probably doesn't change whether he's making $8 million, $10 million, $12 million, or $25
million. Yeah, correct.
Right. Like, just honestly, like, he's like, it's money into the account. Like, money, they are at a level of money where for the everyday person like you or I, we cannot comprehend that level of money. Right. Like, correct. It is. So, it's so much more about pride and ego and measuring yourself in competitiveness than what the take home is. And the state tax does matter a little bit, and it's an advantage. But at the end of the day, and I go back to this big thing, what drives salaries in the NFL? It has nothing to do with state tax. We never hear about state tax in the NFL, right? We never hear about it. If state tax was the difference, the Cowboys would have had won a Super Bowl by now, right? it's in the NHL, it's something that really only came up. It's really only became a big deal when Florida and Tampa started winning. And then obviously Vegas did as well. Like, show me someone complaining about, and I know Seattle's tax situation is about to change. The state tax situation is one of the most overblown things in the league. It really is, in my view. It's at the end of the day, players want to make a lot of money, they care about it, but they want to win, they want to be happy, and it's pretty good to be if you are someone who cares about the lights and glimmer of New York City, it's a pretty good spot to be and make that much money, right? Like there's yep. advantage. It's like so I if you really think, and I want to be very clear on this, I think it's good work. I read that piece at the Morning News, and obviously they sourced out their valuation to my pal Kyle Stitch, actually, who was a guest on Algorithmically Incorrect in the first couple weeks. But even as Kyle told us, the state tax in most cases is highly overblown when it comes to these decisions. There are times where Chris Tanev cared about it more than some others. I don't know how much it actually, at the end, like I think about like the Dylan Larkin situation that's going on with Detroit. I know early on he's listing a bunch of state tax teams without state tax on his list, but his list is actually, I want to play with my pal Matthew Tkachuk. I want to play with my friend, I want to play with Hughes, or I want to play with my pal Jack Eichel. It's more about that than the actual state tax stuff. And that pushes against the narrative, I realize, and someone's going to tell me I'm wrong, and I'm fine with that. I just, at the end of the day, I have not seen players care more about that than they do about the raw cap number, because that's how they're competitive. They want to be the most paid this or that or whatever when it comes to things. So I hope that makes sense, because it's just like,
It totally does. Yeah. And once again, a podcast that we got everything that we wanted in, and Elliot Friedman's already reporting that the discussions to hire Mike Babcock in Edmonton are happening right now. So there we go.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you have coming up with your Shap Shots or Elite Prospects?
I've got a piece coming up, Elite Prospects piece coming up this weekend, over not a Dallas kid, but a Sun Belt connection. There's a kid named Leo Gill who has been selected to play at the 16U National Showcase up in upstate New York next week. Kid who's from Florida and is kind of stuck in Florida with the has decided to stay in a Sun Belt state and continue playing AA hockey despite a bunch of people trying to tell him to go AAA and leave and go to a prep school or everything like that. So story on kind of that, just a kind of some Sun Belt hockey pride there. And then I'll have something tomorrow over at Shop Shots as well. Just probably a couple more reflections from the PWHL draft. I obviously had the feature there yesterday on the couple of the European players that made the decision to come over, which was something that I found fascinating on when you make that leap and everything like that. And they were very pragmatic about it. But something a little bit more just kind of on reflections and thoughts on the league, having thought about it for about 24 to 48 hours after the draft itself.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Robert Tiffin, Gavin Spittle. I take that as the utmost compliment, sir.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think Robert will, but I will. So thank you for that, sir. And yeah, absolutely. Have a great weekend. We will catch up next week. It is unbelievable all the stuff that we have to talk about in this offseason. Draft upcoming. You are all over it. I saw on NHL.com, they have some draft profiles as well on a couple products that I'm really interested in. JP Herbert from Allen and just a whole list of stuff. So really, really cool stuff upcoming. And then we have free agents upon us. Have a good weekend, my friend. Thanks for getting everything in.
Yeah, always fun, Gavin. I really appreciate it.
All right, you can find all of Sean's stuff at Sean Shapiro. His Substack is Shap Shots. He writes for D Magazine. As mentioned, he'll have an article coming out this weekend, Elite Prospects. And Algorithmically Incorrect is the way to go with him and Robert Tiffin. Just go to YouTube and search it and then subscribe. It helps them out a great deal. Thanks to producer Gregory Finley. Thanks to the on-time experts. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.